Minnie, I know that this hunger strike you're on has been 24 hours, the time that we're speaking now. How are you holding up?
So we're doing fine. 24 hours is not that long, so we are doing good, and maybe tomorrow we will begin to feel weaker. So tomorrow there will be doctor here to monitor our condition.
How many people are with you on the bridge during this hunger strike?
At this moment, around 10.
And how long do you think you will continue?
We aim at 103 hours.
Can you explain why that number?
Because last Sunday, there were more than 1 million people out there to protest. So the number was 103. Mm-hmm. It was 1,003,000, 30,000.
It's hard to come up with those numbers when you haven't eaten in 24 hours.
Yeah.
How have the police responded from where you are? Elsewhere, there has been tear gas. There have been the batons. Police are going after the protesters. What has happened where you are?
We are on a bridge, so they kind of block the bridge. They want to clear all the protesters on the bridge. So we were sitting on the ground in two lines, and in front of us, there were like 30 of them fully armed. We were trying to stop them or at least serve as a barrier there so that they have to be worried about us before hitting or beating the other protesters. But later, under the bridge, they shot tear gas, so we got smoked.
You were tear gassed. You've had a canister near you.
Yes, just right behind us, at least two.
So being on a hunger strike, being on the bridge with the tear gas, it must be painful.
Yes, because we were, physically, we were already weak, but we need to suffer from tear gas. And also the threat that they may hit us.
They've been using rubber bullets as well. Have you been affected by that?
No. So the rubber bullets was under the bridge.
Did you hear them?
I heard a lot of those loud sounds like shooting, but I couldn't differentiate whether it's tear gas or the rubber bullet.
Now, you mentioned about the police are saying that they are responding to a riot, which is a very serious charge. What have you seen as far as protesters throwing bricks or bottles or umbrellas at police?
To me, it was far from a riot. It's just some peaceful protest. They never attack policemen actively. It's usually the reaction to the policeman's action. So if the policemen try to push them back, they may do something like throwing the water bottles at them. Mm. But for those policemen, they were all fully armed, so throwing a water bottle at them can't really hurt them, actually.
It's out of proportion, you're saying?
Yeah.
The response is out of proportion. You know that Carrie Lam, the executive chief of Hong Kong, her response to the protesters was to say that they were like spoiled children. What do you say to Carrie Lam?
I was really angry at what she said. If the protesters, the young people, if they are spoiled children, then who are the parents? Is she implying that the government is the parent? The government is not responding to any voice from the society. So how can you blame those protesters?
The proposed law is they are determined to go ahead and pass that law despite all the people, hundreds of thousands, turning out to protest against it. What do you worry? What is your greatest fear for yourself if that law should be passed?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I was born in mainland China, and I lived there for 23 years. So I have known too well about how the law system is in mainland China. It's not transparent. It's not just. So I don't believe that people who are being extradited to China would have a fair trial.
I know you were in the umbrella movement in Hong Kong in 2014. We interviewed many people at that. How does it compare? The way the police are responding to you, how does it compare to that scene, the Occupy movement in 2014?
I would say that the policeman's reaction is escalated compared to the umbrella movement. So today, I couldn't see any hesitation when they shoot those tear gas, and they just keep shooting. They use rubber bullets under the bridge, and some students got shot right into the eye. They were like beating any people they meet, and they don't hesitate to harm people. So I really feel sad and angry.
Just finally, this is all happening so close to the days of Tiananmen Square 30 years ago. Are people thinking about that and maybe even worrying about that?
Yes. People just pray that the June 4th would not repeat in Hong Kong.
Minia, we will leave it there. We will keep in touch to see how you are. And I appreciate that you would speak with us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.